The Burt Show.
So how likely are you to have an affair? I know some of you guys are going, no way, it's never, ever, ever, ever going to happen. Not me, not my wife, not my husband, not my girlfriend, not my boyfriend. Well, take a look at some of these statistics and see how many of these categories you might fall into or your significant other falls into. These are the 15 reasons why you will cheat.
And where's this from?
The Daily Beast. It'll be posted up on our website at theburtshow.com. I'm going to skip some of them because they're sort of random, but a lot of them are pretty freaky. If you and your spouse lived together before getting married, there's a 39% chance that at least one of you will cheat on the other.
39%?
Yeah, some of these are pretty staggering here, man. Let me repeat that again. If you and your spouse lived together before getting married, there's a 39% chance that at least one of you will cheat on the other. If you're a woman whose husband has a college degree, you're 3% less likely to have an affair than a woman whose husband does not have a college degree.
Oh, okay. If you married a smarty, you're doing better.
Mm-hmm.
That's funny.
If you're African American, you're a little more than twice as likely than men of other ethnic backgrounds to have an affair.
Why is that, I wonder?
That's going to be downright offensive, but it's the statistic. If you're an African American, you're a little more than twice as likely than men of other ethnic backgrounds to have an affair. If you've never attended religious services, you're 200% more likely to have extramarital sex.
No guilt.
Can't think about hell. If you're a man, you're about 7% more likely to be unfaithful to your partner than a woman is. Only 7%. Hear that loudly.
Yeah, ladies.
Ladies.
Because of everything that's gone on in Hollywood, it's just been the men.
If you live in a large city, you're 39% more likely to have an affair than those who live in small towns and rural areas. I guess that one makes sense because everybody knows
there's
everybody.
More people. And there's more people in an
urban options.
City. Yeah.
And in smaller areas, just everybody knows everybody. Everybody's up in
that
each
doesn't keep
business.
You from having an affair, but I think that, yeah, it may be harder.
And you got more options in bigger cities. If you earn $75,000 or more per year, you're over 150% more likely to have an affair than those who earn $30,000 per year or less.
I could see that.
Why is that?
Well, because you can pay to hide it, or you can pay someone off. You have the money to do that. You have money to go on extravagant vacations or spend money on hotel rooms.
Hmm. Or maybe if you're in a lower income bracket, you're working that many more hours.
You're too tired.
Maybe.
If you're a blue-collar worker, you're just too tired.
Too tired. I'll do that one more time. If you earn $75,000 or more per year, you're over 150% more likely to have an affair with those who earn $30,000 per year or less. So there you all you women out there looking for a rich dude. You can have him, but he's going to cheat on you. Find a broke dude.
Oh, my God.
If you have an advanced college degree, you're 175% more likely to have extramarital sex than those who did not finish high school.
That seems opposite of the other one you said. Yeah, the ladies, if you marry a guy who has a college degree, he was 3% less likely.
The other one is if you're a woman whose husband has a college degree, you're 3% less likely to have an affair than...
She's less likely to
have
the affair.
She is. Than women whose husbands do not have college.
You know there's somebody at work right now with a legal patent, like a flow chart.
Got it.
Wait, where am I?
Right. There's only two more left here. If you were married at age 16 or younger, this one's going to make sense, right? You're almost 400% more likely to engage in extramarital sex than those who were married for the first time at 23 or older.
Oh, yeah, you're too young.
Mm-hmm. And although we get calls all the time from people that say, look, I married my high school sweetheart, and he's the only one that I've ever been with, and I'm so happy. But those calls are
before the age of 16. Didn't it?
It said if you were married at age 16 or younger. There are very few places you can actually do that.
Right.
And if you have made use of online porn, you're 300% more likely to have an affair than someone who has never looked at online porn before.
If you're someone who has never looked at online porn, you have never been on the internet. You mistype one website, next thing you know, you got 17 penises slapping you in the face.
That's the excuse.
Scary. The Burt Show.